Hello and welcome to Not a Safe Space. This is Sabrina.
And Tabby.
Hey girl, welcome back.
Yeah, I know, right? To episode 31. Because you guys forgot it in the last episode.
Of course, you had to know that there were certain things that I just don't know. Like what episode number we're on. Even though I write it down in our little Bible here, I always forget to mention it. Yep. I forget it every single time.
Oh, slacker.
And then slacker. What's our email address?
NotASafeSpacePodcast@gmail.com.
All right. And then I also want to mention the fact, and I want to apologize to you as my friend and co-host of this podcast, that I missed out on the opportunity to make fun of Hooker's Grill and having the best tasting meat in my mouth. I got your text. I know you're disappointed in me as a friend. My sister does that to me.
Your sister makes you like good and wholesome.
Yes, my daughter said when we got home, she was like, "Mama said the word heck."
What the hell is that?
Fuck that. Well, that's what she said. She was like, she didn't cuss for 7 days and was so normal and quiet. And I was like, that's what happens.
So I'm sorry for our audience. I need you to say a cuss word right now.
Motherfucking bitch ass. Woohoo! I know, it's been so hard. For some reason, it's not hard. And I just would switch it off. And then I didn't notice until I said, yeah, what the heck? And Lorelai was like, did you just say heck instead of the other word for the underworld? And I was like, well, first of all, who the fuck? I didn't even say fuck.
See?
Who calls it the underworld, sweetie?
Well, she does because she can't say what it actually is.
I know. Actually, that is the one cuss word she's allowed to use. I told her that if she used the word hell in the correct context, not what the hell,
right,
but talking about if you're not good, you're going to hell, right, that she was allowed to. She just never finds the right opportunity.
Because there's not very many opportunities to say the word hell correctly.
Especially when you don't go to church, so it's not happening.
Right. So, I was listening, and I was loving the podcast, and then I heard it. I'm like, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, Hooker's Grill, the best meat in your, I'm like, fuck you all. This is crazy.
I know. When I got your text, I was like, oh, I can't believe we missed that.
I know. But I do have to say, your sister did really, really well.
She did. She was very shy, and she feared that people would find it boring and all this other stuff. But what she went through was a lot, her and her wife and, you know, her family. Yeah. And, you know, I think there's other moms, and especially like the point where she said, I felt like sometimes you judge me talking about me, and that I'm sure she feels that by every mom that had standard births, right? Because you look at them and you think, like, they told me, some woman said to them, like, well, you know, because your children are bubble children.
Well, yeah, you know what? They are bubble children.
Right. They were literally born into a fucking bubble. So eat a dick.
Pretty much, you fucking cunt.
Right.
And that what your sister should say to fucking cunts like that. Charlene, tell those bitches to eat a dick.
Right, exactly. We should get her a flag. So when people say things sideways, she can just hold it up and it says, eat a dick.
And it can be rainbow flag.
That's right. Yeah, eat a dick.
Pretty much. And I loved her story. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I would have never known. Even though I've met her and her wife and the kids, I mean, I would have never known.
Yeah, it's so cool. And, you know, I hope to talk to her again about, like, the transition in her life, right? She went from being a police officer to, well, a war vet to a police officer to a stay-at-home mom overnight.
Wasn't she an FBI agent at one point?
She was a federal agent. It's the version for the Air Force, not NCIS, OSI.
Okay.
So she was the Navy equivalent to NCIS, which is obviously a popular show.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, she went to, because she didn't, and I just said war vet because she went to war as a federal agent too, which was cool. So she actually sat down and had dinner with members of Al-Qaeda because she's using them as intel and sources, and now she tracks poo-poo schedules.
Right. And
her what a life change for her, right? It is,
but, well, kind of not, because her terrace are just a little bit smaller now.
Right, little children terrace. That's so true. And also, you know, it helps her with the mindset of, well, we can get through this, right? Because her training has always been that, is to get through this.
Right.
And her mindset has been the same, which is pretty cool to watch.
That is pretty cool. She can handle herself under pressure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So we're all at home now, right?
Yep.
Corona 2020.
Exactly. We're all at home.
How's quarantine going for you?
And it's a no-brainer. It's fucking easy. I'm on a farm.
Right.
I mean, and
you've been doing this.
I've been doing this for like the last 3 years. My husband works from home. He's still here. I'm still here.
Right.
Nothing really going on. I mean,
so see, I'm the opposite, Tabby, because I've worked from home for 5 years.
Right.
And now I get.
You get all of them here with you.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it out loud because they're all out there.
Yeah, they're listening.
Right. My last conversation was just questioned, like, oh, you thought the fireman was hot? I was like, why are you listening to my business, man? I'm supposed to be home alone from 8 to 5 every day.
And now all you people are here. So how is
all of them?
How is that handling? I mean, how are you handling Nate being home all the time?
All right, listen. It started last week when I was out from Dallas. Mm-hmm. He told me he was going to be working from home for 30 days.
Okay.
I said, okay, great. Where are you going to set up? Because he said he was getting some monitors too. Well, the kitchen table. I was like, that's not going to happen. Oh, no. Sorry. I didn't mean the kitchen table. I meant the dining room table. And I was like, no way. If our kids are stuck inside the house and we're playing hide and go seek, you're going to be screaming about these cords.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to drive me crazy. I'm not going to listen to that argument for 30 days. You need to set up a table or a desk in my office. And he was like, oh, you just want me with you. And I was like, no, wait. I didn't mean my office. I meant the guest room. And he was like, what the fuck?
You don't even want him in your own office.
Well, no, because I have conference calls all day. The last 3 days have been nothing but conference calls. Mm-hmm. He has conference calls. We can't be trapped in the same room.
No, definitely not.
And why own a house with an extra room if it can't be used?
Exactly. So just use it, right?
He doesn't guess like where it. He's still at.
Dining room table.
Kitchen table. Every night we got to wait for him to clear off his shit so we can eat dinner there. This is going fucking great. Or oh this morning when I'm waking up and he's like, shh, no, motherfucker, I'm not going to shh.
Why is he shh-ewing you?
Because he was on a conference call. Now I'm scared. Look, now I'm scared in my own home.
Oh, my gosh.
Living in fear.
You're under attack.
I am.
From your roommate. I've never
had to be censored. And these, God forbid, this is a thing. He doesn't listen to the podcast, so he never hears any of the shit I actually say.
Now he gets to hear it. Unless he does and doesn't tell you.
Oh, no. Listen, he would tell me. He likes to fucking wear me out sometimes. It's ridiculous.
That's awesome. But why doesn't he just go in the guest room?
You know why? Because he doesn't want to be by himself.
But then he's bitching about everybody making noise around him.
If you ask him, he's not bitching about it. He'd say, that's not true. I'm fine right here. He doesn't want to leave that kitchen table. He wants to be a part of everything that's going on right now.
Ah.
Not me. I sat in this office the other day, just sitting here.
Not even doing anything?
Not even doing anything.
You were like, everybody, leave me alone.
I had 2 hours between calls. I'm like, nope. Mm-mm. I'm going to organize my favorite chart on here on my Windows menu. I'm organized. I'm cleaning out my desktop today.
Man, everything's going to be nice and organized.
Right. And then kids start homeschooling on Monday.
Oh, fun.
It's kind of cool what the county of Duval is doing for elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
They are dropping off a packet at each person's house for them to work on. because they don't know if they have the course load available online.
Okay.
For kindergartners through fifth grade to be able to use it. So how cool is that? They're using school buses to drop off packets and lunches.
Oh.
All day.
That is kind of cool.
To every single student in Duval County.
Why don't they just do school like that normally then? Well, I mean, other than you got to have a parent home.
Well, you know what? So that's what I was listening to Flagrant 2. They're doing 30-minute, like, coronavirus podcast every day just to kind of, like, get people through quarantine. One of the topics today was that this is going to change college courses forever. Because now you realize, yeah, you actually can take all of these online. And you don't have to pay $50,000 a semester for it to become, let's say, an English major. They said, you know, an engineer, yeah, maybe. Maybe an engineer should be paying $50,000. But an English major, an art major, there's some of these business majors.
Right.
Most of it's done online.
Yeah, most people who get, do their master's and PhD, especially if they're working full time, do it online.
Yeah. So it was saying that this is going to make us realize certain things that we don't have to be present to do certain things. It's going to change different industries.
Right. We don't have to be in a classroom.
Right. For sure. Yeah. And Nate had his beer delivered last night.
He had beer delivered?
Yeah. Through Instacart.
Oh, yes. Yes. You can have anything delivered.
It's awesome.
The food for the meals, you can have all that. The vegetables, all of that shit can be delivered.
Yep. And that's what everybody should be doing right now. If you're not, if you are living with an elderly person, or, well, first of all, let me get your opinion. How do you feel about this quarantine? Do you think it's necessary or not?
So, you know me. I've done my research.
Mm-hmm.
SARS and other influenza-like diseases have killed way more people than the coronavirus has.
Right.
And I'm not saying that it isn't serious, you know, for people, but the quarantine part of it, it doesn't make sense, mm-hmm. right? So, like, daycares are still open, but elementary school children have to stay home.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense, mm-hmm. right? I feel like it's a stunt for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are we acting this way?
Yeah. So are you guys self-quarantining, though? Even if you don't maybe believe in the process or support the process, are you guys doing it?
We are. So Mom and Pam were out in Orlando at a resort this past week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Lily's birthday. And I called her for her birthday. And I was supposed to go out there, but I told her, I'm like, I can't go out there. You're in a hotel.
Right.
With all these people in a pool and all these germs. And I'm going, it'd be just my luck that I'd end up getting it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, no, I'm not coming over.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole crazy hoarding food and that's just craziness. Yeah. Like, people, get your shit together.
Right, yeah, you don't need food for a month, 2 months, all of that stuff. That's just nonsense, especially when the supermarkets have said there's not a problem restocking. You're just not giving us the time to do it.
Right, because you guys have all lost your motherfucking minds.
Right.
And you're all like, I gotta get it.
You know what's funny?
Calm down.
Right, I went to the grocery store yesterday because I needed meat. So I go back to the meat section. The only thing left is pork. Do people now think that pork is connected to this in some way? Why aren't they now eating pork chops and pork tenderloins and ham?
Well, it's pork season per se, because if you've ever noticed about this time in the supermarket, there's a lot of pork, and a lot of pork is on sale.
Yeah, well, this was all that's left is pork.
Well, yeah, because everybody took up the beef, the good stuff.
Yeah, the chicken. I think people are just weird about pork, and they think that it's swiney and could be connected, because I think people are stupid and uneducated.
Pretty much, but I don't have to worry about that, because 90% of my beef and all my pork come from my farm.
Yeah, that's true. What about chicken? Did you have any problem getting chicken?
No, we didn't have problem getting chicken. I had chicken stocked up.
Oh, good. So, anything you're doing differently now that you're on Corona quarantine?
No.
Nothing?
No, but my lifestyle is so different from everybody else's day-to-day lifestyle. Uh-huh. So I don't get up. I don't go to work.
Right.
And my life is basically social distancing.
Right, yeah. I actually kind of love it.
Other than, like, going out and for lunches and stuff with friends. But other than that, it's the same thing. I get up. I have my coffee. I watch the sunrise. I feed the pigs and the cows and... then I come in and do some chores, do some research, do some editing, you know, and mm-hmm. just go about my daily business.
Right. Well, so we're... Go ahead.
Oh, but we are actually getting ready to take a cow to slaughter.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to that.
That's funny.
I'm looking. Because it's going to have some... Oh, we're going to get some grass. Look, ground beef is fucking expensive.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, I only eat ground turkey, which, by the way, there's none left, so.
Right.
I'm going to starve to death.
Yeah, when we ran out of ground beef after 2 years mm-hmm. from our one cow, and I go, I got to buy ground beef, and I'm realizing it's $4 or $5 a pound. I'm like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. I'm like, this shit's so expensive.
Yeah, meat is expensive, man.
I'm like, I need another cow. It's cheaper for me to buy a cow and slaughter it than it is to buy the beef.
Do you ever wonder why chicken wings are so expensive?
I don't know. I don't like chicken wings at home.
Ooh, I do.
I hate them at home.
I love them. But they're so expensive. And I think they're so expensive because there's only two per bird.
Well, that could be.
Right? Like, if you get chicken breast, you could divide it maybe. Cut them and, you know, fillet it a little bit. No, even chicken breast, well, that makes sense chicken why they're expensive too. But
that's because of demand. Because nobody, not a lot of people like the thighs. Have you ever noticed thighs are cheaper?
Because yeah, but they're so good to cook.
I know. It's the best meat.
Yeah.
And have you ever noticed whole chickens are cheaper than the pieces of the chicken.
Yeah, for sure. Because I was looking for some whole chicken yesterday, too. Nothing.
Because I take a whole chicken, plop that bitch in the crock pot with a little bit of orange juice, some lemon pepper, some garlic, some mojo seasoning, and let it simmer for the day. Come home. It falls off the bone.
What's mojo seasoning?
You don't know what mojo season is? Oh my god! It's a Cuban juice.
Oh yeah, I do know what that is.
Yes, girl.
Somebody told me you can make good chicken tacos with that shit if you just pour it over it.
Yep.
Nice. So.
Oh yeah. Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, that's the problem. Is Corona 2020 is making, like, this summer bod that I was so close to having, we're moving in the opposite fucking direction.
Yeah, I saw your post about, hey, who wants to walk with me?
Yes. So that's the thing. I'm implementing noontime walks. We're going to the front of the neighborhood and back. That's at least 2 miles.
Are you taking Nate with you on this walk?
Fuck yes, the whole house. This is gym class. Gym class is back. Look, homeschooling starts Monday, right? Gym class is back, and you're breaking a sweat. Home economics, check.
Dinner,
yeah. Check. These kids are going to learn how to cook. They're going to learn how to clean. My kids already know how to cook and clean. But they're in AP home economics, right? Wood shop's coming back. Corona 2020. Woodshop? Yeah, remember wood shop when you used to have to build shit?
No, yeah, I remember, but what are you having them build?
They're building.
How do you have wood?
They're going to Lowe's because Lowe's isn't closed yet to buy wood today to build a tool table. Is that what it's called?
Okay.
A table saw?
A table saw? Is that what you're talking about?
No, like a tool bench.
A workbench.
Yeah, there you go. And they're building kayak racks. So wood shop is back. Nice. I bought some arts and craft kits. They're being sent here.
You know what?
Art class is back.
You need to bring the kids over to the farm for some agriculture.
Yeah, see?
Learning.
Well, I'm going to need everybody to go through their 14-day incubation period before we travel outside. Because I've also determined, now that the father that was 34 years old in California died yesterday, that Nate is high risk as well. Because look, I mean, think about it. Nate's had a heart attack, right? He's on heart medicine every day. He has not taken his heart injection in 4 weeks because he changed companies. And because of the way health insurance and the doctors are, it hasn't been approved yet through health insurance. It's been a 4 week delay. Now you have this heart patient that's not on his medicine because an insurance company is involved. The doctor said he needed this 4 weeks ago on a weekly basis. Okay. So no heart medicine. Say he gets the Rona, right? He gets the Rona.
The Rona? Is that what we're calling it now?
I'm getting really lazy saying Corona.
Like, really?
You got the Rona. That's what it is.
Dion was listening to some fucking song that was...
Was it the rap song?
Yes.
I've shared that.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
You got the Corona. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, turn that shit off, because that's just fucking horrible.
It's so funny. That's going to end up being some kid's, like, 2020 anthem, because that's what they're going to remember. So, yeah, say if he catches it, right? Now he gets pneumonia because it's a respiratory infection. The fluid in his body builds up stress to his heart. Dead.
Oh, geez.
He could have a heart attack, right?
He could. That's not good. Is the life insurance in place?
Absolutely. However, that makes him high risk.
He is a high risk.
So we're quarantining 2 weeks.
Okay, so you and the children can come to the farm.
Yeah, but that means we might bring it back to them, right? Because it's contact. That's why they don't want anybody touching each other.
But we don't have it. We're clean.
We made Amaris stay 6 feet away from Nate yesterday because she's been out there socializing. We need her to slow it down. We can't have her killing Mr. Nate.
No killing Mr. Nate, man.
Nope. Well, what do you think about these dumbass Floridians on the beach?
Okay. So, look. You got to keep some social distancing. I get it. But you can't take everything away.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's a beach. First of all, I learned a little bit of facts about history. So did you know that when the influenza outbreak happened in the early 1900s, that they had outside hospitals where they would take their patients outside because the fresh air acts as an antibiotic, and that the sunlight, vitamin D, is good for your immune system. So it actually is good for you to do that.
I believe in that. When we arrived to Texas, my sister's kids were sick. And she wanted them to stay inside, very low activity, low this. I disagree. Go out back. Get that fresh air running through you. Yep. Loosen up that cough, right?
Yeah, get a little hot. Get a little warm.
Yeah, get that stuff loose and spit that shit out of you. I've been laying out in the backyard tanning the last 2 days because I believe in vitamin D.
Exactly. And they proved it in the 60s, but by then antibiotics had already been around.
Right, and people would rather cure it with medicine than just this planet. Because
pharmaceuticals have to make their money.
Right, yeah.
I got a whole topic on that.
Oh, good. I can't wait to learn about all this stuff. So let me go through my list really quick. This is what I have set for my family in Corona 2020. As long as Nate and I, our companies have self-quarantine and allowing us to work from home and our children are, then we are going to follow this self-quarantine thing just for the matter of safety. Like, we're worried about older people in general, people like Nate or like cancer patients. We don't want to be responsible for making it spread. So we do this shit on a regular basis anyways.
You guys like to be self-quarantined.
Right. The difference is I'm going to make it my own goal to read one book a week. To get off my phone, right? Like, we're all used to being on our phone. What we don't need to do is spend the next 24 hours times 7 days in a week times whatever on our phones. So one book a week. I'm going to walk 1 hour every day. I'm going to set meal times to stop the grazing.
That's a good idea.
And then I'm going to try to learn something new every week. Now, I told a coworker that it was every day, but I feel like that's overcommitting. But things like, I've wanted to try to cook Thai food. Why not have this food delivery place bring me some Thai food stuff, and I'll finally figure out how to do it.
Right?
Right? We have so nothing now you else can but actually, time.
Right. I think that's a great idea.
Which I think is something we've all wanted, right? We all say, man, I wish I had more time at home. Now I have... It's being answered. Spend it with your family. Learn something new. Do something new together inside your home. Creative.
Correct. And I'm going to say this. That whole, I wish we had more time. I wish I had more time. Really, sometimes it's a cop-out. Because if you put your phone down and not watch Game of Thrones for 3 hours, you'd have some more time.
Absolutely.
To read that book or learn that new subject.
Yeah, absolutely. To do an hour of exercise, to do an hour, the excuse of time is gone. So let's use it to the best of our abilities. We're never going to be, when do we all get time off of work, for God's sakes?
Like this? Never.
Yeah. So use it to your best abilities. The other thing, so even though we said don't sit down and watch TV and listen to your phones, I do want to say there's some good things out there on TV. Well, podcast wise, Flagrant 2 is doing a 30-minute Corona talk every day. It's pretty fucking funny. It's Andrew and Alex holding it down over there. On Netflix, I watched this stupid thing called Love is Blind.
I've heard about that. I was going to start to watch that because it was very popular. Then I realized it was 10 seasons and I went,
No. One season, 10 episodes. It's a reality show though, and it's a reality dating show, and I'm not into that stuff, so I wasn't gonna watch it. But when Jamie was here, she was watching it. And then when I text Jen said she was watching it too. And now I've seen a couple memes with a couple of the characters and everybody like laughing or commenting. So it means people are watching it. It's kind of a weird twist. It wasn't too bad. I actually got into it. So if anybody wants to watch it, it's not terrible. Wrinkle the Clown on Hulu is a documentary. Fucking creepy, dude. Do you know there is a clown in Florida, in Naples, that you can call to come scare your children if they're being bad. So there is a whole documentary where you can hear the voicemails of parents calling this number, which is this man's cell phone number. Wrinkle, little Susie's being bad. You hear little Susie screaming in fear. One of the parents said, oh, he's going to come eat you. Yeah. So then there's this also like, so it's talking
Does
about.
Does he actually show up to the house?
He has in a couple cases, but most of it's just this fear, which started the whole, you remember the whole clown thing that was going around in 2015 where like clowns were showing up on people's security cameras? He's the one who started the whole thing.
He's a motherfucker.
Right. So it's like, it's this other side of parenting. Like, is this fear okay? Because those voicemails are terrifying.
No, that is not okay.
Yeah.
I haven't even heard the voicemails. That's not okay. Your kid's acting like a little asshole. Snatch them up and beat them and put them in time out. But don't freaking terrify them by a clown. What the hell? That's like psychoanalyst abuse, some shit.
Yeah, it's crazy. But then at the very end, it says, look, it's no different than what we do with the church, right? We tell our kids, if you don't behave, you're going to hell. You're going to burn to death, right? So they're like, what's, and I was like, damn, I mean, it's true. We frighten them with Santa, right? You be good or you're not going to get this. So it's this whole thing where it's like, is it so bad? Is it? And then I was like, can I hire him to come scare the shit out of my kids? Because I think it would be hilarious.
Oh, don't let me be there when you do it.
No, and Lorelai was scared to death. And Nate called the number, and it really does go to his voicemail. It goes to his voicemail. You can leave him a voicemail to call you back and hire him.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's Wrinkle the Clowns is a documentary on Hulu. It's only an hour, 15 minutes. Pretty good. And then there's a new series on Hulu. It's called Little Fires Everywhere.
With Reese Witherspoon, I wanted to see that.
Yeah, I started it yesterday. I'm on episode 3. And what's the other lady's name? She played in Scandal.
Kerry Washington.
Yeah, Kerry Washington. She plays the other lead. It's very good so far. So I would recommend that.
Okay.
All right. So what are we talking about today?
We're talking about conspiracy theories.
All right, great. I'm excited to learn some things because I think you've got some great research there, huh?
Oh, I do. So mine's going to be very political. So just bracing everybody. And I just want to say that for my entire audience, if I end up dead, I did not commit suicide.
Okay.
That is my warning. I did not commit suicide. I am of a sound mind.
Oh, gosh. Who are you about to piss off?
Everybody.
Okay. Let's do it.
So, this basically started with, you know, I looked into some conspiracy theories, and it started out with, like, the Freemasons, and I was just getting really bored with it. So Dion had suggested to me about Q. I was like, what is Q, right?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Q is a new trending person. It is a person who was on 4chan and then 8chan, which is a chat blog.
Mm-hmm.
And he leaves clues or breadcrumbs about things that are going to happen politically.
Mm-hmm.
Now, QAnon are the people who follow him. And basically, what it is about is that saying that it involves a series of cryptic postings by a person claiming to have access to classified information involving Trump's administration and opponents. And what the point is to drain the swamp, getting rid of the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of that, right?
Yeah, but what do you mean exactly by getting rid of the deep state?
So what they're saying, what Q says, is that we are in an intellectual war.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know that it's going on. Basically, our government is corrupt on both sides. Mm-hmm. It's not a Democrat. It's not a Republican thing. It is a good versus evil.
Right.
Okay. And basically what it is that our civilian intelligence agencies are being corrupt. And the whole thing is that our military intelligence is trying to get rid of that corruption.
Uh-huh. And
sounds kind of...
Q is an anonymous tipper?
Yes.
Okay.
And then everybody follows, listens to what he's saying, they talk about the storm. There was, you know, different things where Trump had a military meeting because he got a whole bunch of new military people, and they were at a conference, and he was said something or another, and he mentioned the storm, and they were like, what? And the report's like, what storm? And he's like, you'll find out. So there's little references here and there, right? But I found a 9-series video about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get through all of it because we only have X amount of time, right?
Right.
So it says, it started out with things that make you go, like things that are really fucking weird.
Right.
Right? Okay. So do you remember the California fires?
Yep.
Did you ever notice that mansions burnt to the ground, but the trees weren't missing? The trees were still there?
Oh, yeah. Like if I flash to Jenner... the Brody Jenner's house. I remember just the house having damage and not hit, or Miley Cyrus's house.
The forest fire not burn down the trees.
Yeah, I don't know.
So things that just make you go,
Right. That's a song too. I like that.
So there's a thing called chemtrails, which is geoengineering aerosols that are supposed to prevent global warming. These are chemicals that are sprayed into our environment, okay? But they're consumed of heavy metals, aluminum, barium, and cadmium, and titanium. And then all of these metals are proven to link to Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases.
And they're just spreading this shit around the states. Yes,
and telling us that it's to prevent global warming.
Goodness gracious.
All right, so the migrant caravans, do you remember that? Okay, so all the people from Honduras and Ecuador and Mexico that traveled up South America to come to our south border to protest Trump.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
It is literally 2,000 miles. 2,000 miles from Honduras to our southern borders. And they did it in a month and a half. That would mean they walked an average of 45 miles a day.
Mm-hmm.
45 miles. In flip-flops.
Because those bitches don't have Nike. Or
barefoot. They were barefoot. They had fresh, clean clothes. They had fucking cell phones.
Wait a second. Do we know how funny and privileged we all are? That's the first thing. Now I'm thinking about it. Like, they didn't have their fucking compression socks on. They didn't have their Nike walking shoes on. They definitely didn't have their ear pods or their little water packets or all the other stuff that we try to do just for a 15K. And they're supposedly walking 40 fucking miles in flip-flops.
You realize that's not possible, right?
Right.
So.
Oh, God.
And the media kept going and going and all these poor people, but they weren't dirty. They should have been dirty.
So who dropped them off at the border?
So, well, we believe Democrats, you know, they paid them. Wait, you said, well, we believe. So I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure, but there's photos of these people being paid.
Yeah, so what's the conspiracy theory that Democratic Party paid to have them delivered to the border?
To protest.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah, because who's walking 40 miles in fucking flip-flops?
Right. So the overall thing is that there is an elite society that controls the world.
I agree with that.
Less than our 1%. So the world, and it's a war of the world to dominate the people. And then, do you know what our Federal Reserve does? Do you think that's a government agency?
I don't know.
Did you know our Federal Reserve is privately owned?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Our bank, our federal bank, tells us whether we can borrow our own money and at what interest rate.
Right.
That doesn't make sense. A civilian gets to tell our government how much we can borrow and how much we at what interest rate.
Right.
That's fucked up. That's illegal.
What do you think about the fact that they're pushing things through like the FDA and all these other things?
Oh my God, girl. Wait, I haven't even gotten there. Hold your freaking horses. So.
All right, keep going.
There were only two presidents in the in our country that tried to bypass the Federal Reserve, Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. What happened to them both?
Assassinated.
Ding, ding, ding. So, there are two families that own part of the Federal Reserves, the Rothschild and the Rockefellers. And I state again, I am of sane mind and I did not commit suicide.
Look, in the middle of this, Tabby's conversation's already been cut off. All of a sudden, Skype shut down on us. So they're listening.
They are listening.
All right, keep
going. Okay, so in 1913, the Federal Reserve was set up, okay? But prior to that, there were a few men that opposed the Federal Reserve because they understood that the setup was not good. And basically what that means is we went off the gold standard. So there's nothing that backs up our dollar. Our dollar's worth is based on the belief that there's value in the money. The moment there's no more belief, the value declines because that's based off of spending. So that's why right. we want everyone to go spend and spend and spend because our dollar increases because we're not basing it off of a tangible asset.
Right. Got it.
So the three men were Ben Guggenheim, who was a, I know, German.
Guggenheim. Yeah.
Isidore Strauss, who owned Macy's, and then John okay. Jacob Astor.
Ooh, I know who he is.
Yes. So the
from the movie Titanic.
Yes, yes, yes. So mm-hmm. their total wealth would have been today about $11 billion. So these okay. men could not be bought.
Right.
Because they were strongly against the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what happened on April 15th, 1912?
What?
The Titanic sunk.
Oh, yeah. He was on board.
All three of them.
Oh, really?
How convenient.
Yeah, for real. Shit.
So, Federal Reserve was created illegally because they bypassed Congress.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just crazy.
So would those three guys have been able to stop that from happening?
Yes, because they were the strongest opposers. The other opposers were easily convinced.
Yeah. And so I call that like don't give a shit money, right? Like how much money do you have to have when you finally don't give a shit? And just like these fellas couldn't be bought.
Right.
So what's your I don't give a shit limit? That you'll go on TV and say anything you please. Because you have enough money that you just don't fucking give a shit.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. That's a lot of fucking money. I don't even think I could comprehend.
Really? I see, mean, I think I'd be good about 20 million. If I had 20 million in the bank.
No, 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 no. You better change that to a B. Let's go billion.
No way.
Because your life is at stake, girl. Somebody's going to fucking whack you.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, 20 million is chunk change to these people.
Right, because you're going to need security.
Yeah.
If you're literally just out there running your mouth.
Right.
Daily Chronicles
like I am
of
right
Breed.
Now.
Right, like Daily Chronicles, because you just don't give a shit. You're right, it's got to be more money than that.
All right, so you ready for the really fucked up part?
Yes.
Okay.
So well, wait, did you confirm JFK was killed by the CIA?
No, I can't confirm that. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I can't. I don't know the answer. I'm just saying Abraham Lincoln and JFK tried to bypass the Federal Reserve and they both got fucking shot.
Right. All right.
Coincidence or not, you know, let people make their own assumptions. So the top of this power pyramid, right? Mm-hmm. The one we don't really hear about. The Rothschild. They own most of the world. Mm-hmm. So they own the Federal Reserve. They own all the central banks.
Mm-hmm.
They control the World Health Organization. They have financed both parties of all wars since Napoleon.
What do you mean by that?
So they finance both sides of any war.
Oh, okay.
So they'll finance, so like World War II, they would have financed the Germans and the Americans.
Right.
Because there's money to be made on both sides.
Right.
Did you know he financed Hitler?
Oh, wow. No.
The IBM punching machine that to enumerate the Jewish people.
Oh, wow.
They own the gas that was used to kill the Jews in the concentration camps. They provided that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, they're not very nice people.
Yeah, what's their deal now? Q, does he believe that this family is behind most of the after generations, going all the way back from the Titanic to now?
Right.
Because these are the families that built our business structure and our wealth, right?
Right. And he still believes that they are very much active. And it gets even deeper here in a minute. I'm going to tell you about the Rockefellers. Because if you think about how much power this family has between the banks, the World Health Organization, and making all this money off of all of these wars.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing they can't accomplish.
Right, for sure.
Now, here's the other thing. The Rockefellers, this is another thing, made their money by oil. Everybody knows the Rockefeller story, how they became, you know, millionaires in the United States.
Yeah, for sure.
They own banks. They own pharmaceutical companies. They own John Hopkins. They have their hands in Harvard, Yale Law to control the education that's being passed down.
Mm-hmm.
They're manipulating our educational system. They own part of International Health Organization, American Cancer Society, American Medical Association, the FDA. Mm. So these fuckers are telling you your food is safe while having another interest in a pharmaceutical company so you can get sick and have to buy their products.
So again, financing both sides of a war. If this is a medical war or health war, they're financing both sides of it.
Correct. So they give grants for to develop vaccines such as Ebola, Zika, yellow fever, flu. Did you know that SARS and there was another one that even coronavirus, that it's a patent? There's a patent on that.
What?
That means it's man-made.
Right.
That means the coronavirus is a man-made disease.
Mm-hmm.
That just happened to come out in the environment.
Right.
How does that happen? If it's a man-made disease...
I heard this is how this conversation started originally when I came up with the idea of conspiracy theories, because I was getting my nails done and the little lady next to me said that she believed that the coronavirus was released intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
And that she didn't believe it came from bats, that it came from an actual lab.
Correct, because the coronavirus was found, the strand was found in 1997.
Right.
They had it. So... And then it's really funny because if you think about it, the vaccines and all this stuff is promoted by the Bill Gates Foundation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates promotes getting your vaccines, right?
Right.
Him and his wife just got the coronavirus and they're at Johns Hopkins University. Any correlation? Yeah.
Right.
And I don't know if it's true or not, but some people have said that they own testing facilities and China.
Mm.
So crazy. And then let's see, there was scientific proof that the H1N1, which is used in most of the vaccines, had a 700% increase in miscarriages, has an increase in autism, seizures, sterility, and paralysis and death.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, all vaccines are approved by the FDA. Who owns the FDA? The Rockefellers, who right. also owns the pharmaceutical companies.
Hmm.
So, everybody was told, and then you have the media. The media turns around and tells you everything's safe. Everything's great. Oh, this is good for you. You're not going to have any problems.
Right.
Do you know they put fluoride in our water?
Oh, I knew that.
You know, fluoride causes cancer.
I know that it also keeps my teeth healthy, and I'm more obsessed with my teeth than I am cancer.
Well, no, in low, low quantities, fluoride is good.
Yeah.
But putting it in your water makes it dangerous.
Well, most you bitches drink bottled water anyways. Not me. I drink tap water because I'm trying to keep my teeth pearly white. I believe in that fluoride shit in the water. I'm not kidding. I care way more about my teeth.
Okay.
Than anything else.
But you want to know what? Dentists were telling you that it was good, and they didn't even know that it was good. They were just following what the scientific companies told them.
Right, or the city has told them, because it's city water. Right. And I know those dentists are also drinking fucking Fiji anyhow.
Right.
But my cheap ass is drinking out of the tap.
Right.
And that's what I tell people. Drink it. It's got fluoride in it. Yeah. It's good for your teeth.
Yeah. I don't have to worry about it because I got well water.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Don't drink that shit.
What?
Well water. Your teeth will rot out.
Oh, well, you have a purifier on it.
I know. I'm just kidding.
What the fuck?
Have you Have you ever done it without the purifier? Do you know what it smells like?
Yeah.
Well, probably like your ones outside.
No, it's not bad.
Oh, well, see, in Jacksonville, when Nate had sulfur water at his house.
Right, because he was still in the city.
Yeah, but it wasn't city water. It was a separate pump that if he didn't have some type of filtration system and salting system of some sort, that the water would come out smelling like rotten eggs.
Yeah, that happens in a lot of the, like, rural areas, but it's still communities. Yeah. My water literally comes from my land.
Yeah, from the spring.
From the spring, so yeah. So
is it then considered spring water instead of well water?
I don't know. I just know we consider it well water because it comes out of a well.
Right.
The well's spring fed, so I don't know.
I mean, I would think that it would really be considered spring water.
Maybe. It's good. I mean, we still have to put the salt in it because it can feel filmy because it's just different. But it's not bad for you. You can drink my tap water.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Because at Nate's house, she couldn't. That shit was nasty.
Was it?
It smelled nasty. It made Ethan cry.
Oh.
He thought we were poor.
That's what he's worried about.
Yeah, no, he was only two. All right, keep going.
So speaking of my well water, so this is a big reason why we started our farm and to grow our own food is GMOs. Everybody knows what GMOs are, right?
Yes.
So,
what does it stand for, though?
Genetically modified organisms. So basically what they do is they have taken crops and modified them to make them resistant to the Roundup that they use for large amounts of pesticides on your plant to kill the weeds.
Do they make them bigger too? Can they make plants bigger?
They can. Yes.
Like if I grow a potato here, it's going to be this big. But if I'm a farmer and I have GMOs involved, can the potato be this big? So that way you're selling bigger quality, bigger quantity.
Right.
Just like the chickens.
Right. Yeah. So it's basically what happens is you use a different type of seed. It's not an organic seed. So it's a potato, but it comes out really big, you know.
Yeah.
It's not as good for you. So let me tell you about this. So there is a company called, Mustana. And I'm saying it wrong, I'm sure. But Bill Gates owns this company. This company produces the Roundup that we all know about that is used on the farms to kill the weeds, right? Well, that company also produced Agent Orange. No, I'm dead serious.
I know. They produce crazy. Agent.
You want to know what else is fucked up? That company is bought by Bayer Aspirin.
Oh.
So Bayer Aspirin really is the owner of Agent Orange, and they are literally destroying our crops.
What would the benefit of that be?
So the benefit would be, again, if our food is poisoned, the FDA tells you it's great for you, you're consuming it, you're getting sick, you're going to a pharmaceutical to get medicines to make you
feel. Back to the pharmaceuticals.
It's money in a constant circle, and you're controlling the population while you're doing it.
Let me ask you, does any of that upset you?
Yes! It pisses me off. I don't like people fucking with me. Sabrina's laughing at me. She's like,
I agree. I feel like we should be outraged.
We should, but you want to know why we're not outraged? Because we don't fucking know about it.
Well, so that's the thing, is your husband asked me one time, so you like to be ignorant, or you like to be, what word did he use?
Put your head in the dark, or
something, but it was a smarter
turn
word.
A blind eye.
Yeah, something like that. And I was like, for some things, yeah. Like when we were talking about taxes, will your taxes go here? I don't give a fuck. If I pay it, I don't know. And you guys were all fired up.
Right.
But since we all don't know that they're controlling and putting us through this process.
Right.
That it doesn't outrage people. Because I'm like, okay.
Right. Because they did it quietly and snuck it in and slow and all of this sort of stuff. And it's just, it's fucked up. I mean, did you know the Rockefellers financed the for Nazi Germany to do those experiments on the Jews to design the master race, the geoengineering?
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's fucking insane how it all comes around, and then, and it's getting even worse. So, like, you've heard of George Soros, right?
No.
Yes, you have. You've been in my house. You've heard of George Soros.
All right. Tell me who he is. Just
so he's about worth $25 billion. He's mm-hmm. pretty quiet under the radar unless you're looking. He is this savvy businessman who supposedly is a philanthropist and all this stuff. He supports a group called NAMBLA. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
It's NAMBLA, and it stands for North American Man Boy Love Association.
What the fuck is that?
It is a site for men to find boys to have sex with.
What?
And it is a real thing.
What?
It is a huge real thing.
Gross.
Oh, yeah.
So how is he able to do that?
Well, because it's done through shell corporations and all that kind of other bullshit, but he's part of it.
So he is from Hungary.
Yep.
Billionaire and however you say that word.
Philanthropist.
How did he make his millions? Just through business?
I think so.
And yeah, I don't see.
And at one point he had said, because his business practices were shrewd and caused a lot of harm, and he said, I don't care about the social impact. I'm here to make money.
Man, you know, he's, somebody tried to kill him too.
Good. Did you know that he supports Antifa? That he's funding? You've heard of Antifa.
No way!
You've heard of Antifa, right?
No, what is it?
Oh my God. So Antifa is the organization that's supposed to be against anti-fascism. They're the ones that recently has caused all the violence and riots.
Oh, yeah. Movement is composed of left-wing, anonymous, militant, anti-fascist groups, individuals in the United States.
Yet they're Antifa, anti-fascism, yet they act exactly like fascism.
Mm-hmm.
He's also part of he also supports Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
are they opposite?
Well, there's a lot of violence surrounding Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, but so the other group, it says their status focus is fighting far right and white supremacy ideology.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I guess maybe I don't understand what these people are fighting.
They're creating chaos is what's happening.
They're just doing it, yeah.
They're creating chaos and instilling fear. And when you divide the country and you divide people and you make them scared of each other, it makes it very easy to take advantage of them and make a lot of fucking money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Let's see. So, again, back to the migrant, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, the media was all about it. Oh my God, these poor people over and over and over. And it's believed. So this article says that George Soros created the migrant.
Mm-hmm.
He funded it. And then he also invested $33 million in Ferguson riots. He paid people $15 an hour to riot in Ferguson, Missouri. And then when he didn't pay, the actors came out and was like, where's our fucking money?
Goodness gracious.
The media didn't cover it.
Right. But how do we know it's true?
Okay, again, that's why it's conspiracy theory, right?
Right,
I
mean, yeah.
I don't know 100%. I'm going based off of this that I've learned, and I haven't had enough time to actually double fact check, but that was actually supposedly on social media. Uh-huh. The actor saying he didn't pay kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it could really, really honestly be a true thing. And it wouldn't shock me.
Because there's some, I remember reading the conspiracy theory behind 9/11.
Uh-huh.
And it says that, you know, some of those people were actors.
Right. And I don't know. And that was the other things there. This thing also talked about, there were a thing called crisis actors, mm-hmm. where these people survived three major, you know, attacks.
Like they're the unluckiest people in the world.
Right. And one of them was this one guy survived a bullet to his head and all he needed was a Band-Aid. Yeah. And I mean, some of it is kind of crazy.
Right.
And we don't stop and think about what they're actually saying.
Right.
So Q is basically saying that Trump has been given the task to unite our country, despite what everybody else thinks, because I know a lot of people hate Trump. I mean, like, straight up hate him. But based on Q, what he's saying is Trump has been given the job of uniting our nation, because we are stronger as a unity than we are divided. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but I don't think anybody's going to believe that Trump is trying to unite the nation.
So here's some things.
He's the quickest to, you know, say shit about people he doesn't like.
Oh, absolutely.
In a genre, and he puts them all in one giant grouping. So that's not exactly uniting.
Well, so here's what it is. A lot of people's, he went to North Korea, and everyone was like, oh my God, he's going to start a war. He came back with peace. He did $6 million new jobs, lowest unemployment rate. 4 million people are off food stamps. He had the biggest tax cut for all social classes. He went after the big pharmacy companies. He's the only president to work for free. And he signed an executive order to clean the oceans.
Yeah, see, I don't disagree with any of that. And I don't disagree with any of his successes. I disagree with the line saying he's trying to unite people. I think he's done a great job on that level. I think he's doing a great job right now as the president.
Right.
I don't think he gives a shit about uniting people. You're either on the Trump train or you're not. And if not, he considers the rest of them fucking losers. And that's fine. Which I don't have a problem with. I just don't think he should be credited for trying to unite people. I think he's trying to better all of our lives, no matter what.
Right. And I think that in itself, if he is bettering our lives, that will unite us as a result, not as the intention.
Right. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So
now I could see it from that point, and that's the way you would hope that it worked out. But yeah, I think that we will lose credibility if we stand behind the support or saying that he is personally trying to unite people. I stand behind my opinion that he is doing good things, mm-hmm. that is helpful to everybody across every board, race, gender, all of that.
Like, I agree on that. So, do we want to, I don't even know if I have time to go in this other one.
Yeah, you want to hear about it?
Okay.
Yeah, so wait, let me ask your question. Yeah. So, conspiracy theory wise, so do you believe the things that Q has released, just based on your readings?
Some of them,
like, do you?
Some of them I do, and some of them I'm like, yeah, that's a little far-fetched.
That's the kind of cool thing, though, about conspiracy theories, right? Is that there's a thread of truth that makes so much sense, right? In almost all of them, no matter how whack it is,
it could.
There's always a weird threading of truth behind it, which keeps people
coming back for more.
Right? Yeah, you can't help it.
In itself, it can be addicting.
Yeah, there's a great movie with Julia Roberts and Mel Gibson where he is a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, I know which one it was. It came out in the 90s.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to look it up.
Because that was a good movie. I can't remember what it was. But it had something to do with the computer and spying and the
government. It's called Conspiracy Theory. They were very original back then. yeah, you guys should go watch it. It's great. It's a great movie based in New York City. And I would go watch it because there's things that are... There's truth to it, which makes you go, huh.
Right.
I could see where you're coming from that point of view.
Yeah, exactly. Some of these, you know, some of these things are crazy.
And when you think about business and the way that businessmen work, it makes sense. You place your bet on the winner and the loser because either way, you're a winner.
Right. Especially if your loser loses and your winner wins.
Right. Yeah. Crazy. And I do believe that people get fucking murdered and it's played off.
Oh, it totally is played off.
Including our government. 100% our government has killed some people and haven't said shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hillary Clinton has killed a lot of people.
I saw this meme that says Hillary Clinton's killed more people than the coronavirus.
She has.
Right. Do you think she killed Epstein?
Yeah, I pretty much got the sense someone left that post and someone handed him the said time's up.
Right.
Either you do it or I do it.
Right. Yeah, listen, I think 100% he was killed. And there was a lot of influential and important people that probably visited that island. And they weren't going to place their bet on him keeping it fucking quiet.
No, he was a loose end that needed to be tied up. And speaking of Jeffrey Epstein, that goes into the next part of this, is that there is a child traffic ring for the elite.
Oh yeah, let's hear about it.
So basically what they're saying, and this is going to get really twisted.
Okay.
Really twisted. There is this thing called Andenkreutz, and I'm saying it wrong, but basically, nobody's going to believe me when I say this, is that these people are drinking the blood from terrified children. So they're tormenting, torturing, raping, beating children, and then draining their blood and drinking it for these, basically these superpower effects. I know.
I definitely believe.
But you have to research it. Look it up. It is seriously, it's a real thing.
All right. Well, tell us about it. What is it?
So what happens is when you are scared, the endorphins in your blood, right? You know how when you get frightened or scared, your endorphins kick up? They're supposed to be power in that, not like woogie boogie, but like health beneficial kind of crazy powers. And so that's why they drink this blood.
So why is it more pure in children?
Or they're easier to scare.
Oh, so they're scaring them and then drinking their blood.
Yeah. And then keeping them alive, terrifying them, drawing the blood, keeping them alive, doing that. And then when they're, I have heard theories, and I haven't really looked into it, that there are, in third world countries, there are baby farms where there are no birth certificates. Those babies don't actually exist, and they breed them for this purpose.
You're fucking creeping me out.
It's fucking crazy.
That sounds crazy as fuck.
Again, I am of sound mind, and I am not suicidal.
That's crazy. So they think it's going on here in the U.S. too?
Oh, yeah. The USP. Okay, so hold on. In 2010, 33 children were smuggled out of Haiti after the earthquake by this woman named Laura Gaylor Sisbley. She said to the U.S., oh, they're just orphans and they're going to be adopted. But there was no adoption papers. And so she is on the board of AlertSense company that provides the technology for Amber Alert. She also is the founder of Baptist Organization New Life Refugee Ministry for Haiti.
She was the founder of Amber Alert, or she's...
No. She was on the board.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For a company called Alert Census.
Okay.
And Alert Census provides Amber Alert the technology to let people know that a child is missing.
Got it. All right, got it.
Okay. She's also the founder of the Baptist organization, New Life Refugee Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
They go over to Haiti and they help refugees, mm-hmm. supposedly. Well, she was found guilty and convicted of trying to kidnap these 33 children. Because no one stolen these children from their parents in Haiti, thinking nobody would notice because of the crisis of the earthquake.
Right.
She is a close friend of Hillary Clinton.
Of course she is.
And Clinton paid for an attorney, Jorge Puello, who is convicted of pedophilia and leading an international human traffic ring.
Oh my God.
So, there was this other scandal, Oxfam scandal. Oxfam is a company that was supposed to be empowering women and fighting poverty. They are now banned from Haiti because I even saw, it was a newspaper article, top Oxfam staff paid Haiti survivors for sex.
Ugh. So they were trading.
They were using the women over there to turning them into prostitutes
because
they needed money. And right. they were supposed to be there to help them.
Right. Oh, man.
Yeah. And then, let's see, the other one was, now I can't confirm it, but apparently $3 million from the Haiti Relief Fund that Hillary Clinton fundraised through the Clinton Foundation was transferred to pay for Chelsea Clinton's wedding. So here is another one. Red Cross raised $500 million for Haiti, but they only built 6 homes.
Red Cross is supposed to be a fucking scam altogether, isn't it?
Yep. It is. And it said the Clint Foundation misappropriated the international funds raised for Haiti and got away with it. There was mm-hmm. no consequences for that. Yeah, there was a former Haitian government official who spoke out about Clinton, who was found dead the day before his trial against the foundation.
She's been fucking killing people for decades, man.
Monica Peterson investigated human trafficking, went over there just as an individual girl, tweeted about the Clinton Foundation, and ended up dead in 2016. Suicide.
Yeah.
Dean Lorich expressed about the Clinton Foundation that he witnessed and ended up dead, a knife in his chest. But it was considered suicide.
Who stabs themselves in the heart? This isn't a fucking Romeo and Juliet Shakespearean play.
Right? No. But yeah. So that's basically where I'm going to stop because I don't have enough information to keep going. Like I said, I only got through 4 videos of 9. It's crazy. If you want to look into it, look up Q or QAnon, which is A-N-O-N. And you can find a lot of information about it. Find something that says like Q for beginners, because if you hop in right now, you're not going to understand what the hell is going on because it is so complicated and so convoluted that you're going to be like, this is just so full of shit. But you got to go back to the beginning.
So now you've gone back to the beginning and you've watched it. So would you consider yourself a QAnoner?
I find some truth in a lot of this. And then I don't know necessarily say a QAnoner. I don't know what that would mean. I mean, I would just, I find some truth in it. And then like the poisoning of our food, I'm going to do something about it for my family.
Right. I'm sure you've shared this with Dion as well. What does he think?
Oh, he's all about this. He's because when I learned about the Federal Reserve, he's like, yeah, he's like, being educated, it's not as great as you thought it was.
Right.
Because I am listening to this and I'm going, no. Please tell me we're not that dumb.
Right.
But no, we are. And I'm going, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Right. And now the sex trafficking of children and things like that. Do you think that within the United States there's people drinking these children's blood?
You know, I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, if I can believe that the Rockefellers created the gas to kill the Jews.
Right.
There is just some evil in this fucking world.
Right.
There, and it's just sickening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have proof of that they actually did it. Do you know what I mean?
Like, right.
Seen it with my own eyes, but
I definitely believe that billionaires, millionaires, people of any power, sexually abuse children more than we're aware of, and that they're all aware of it too.
Oh yeah, because
I mean, that's what Epstein's Island was all about, right? It was, you know, sex trafficking and them going there and people of power using these women on this sex slave island. So he can't be the only one.
No. Who was his friend? The British guy.
Prince Andrew, right?
Yeah. How is Prince Andrew connected to this? So what's going on in the royal family over there?
Right. Oh yeah. I believe in that shit. And I believe that the Clintons were probably, Bill's fucking pervy ass was definitely on Epstein's Island.
Here's another thing that I did read about the whole drinking the blood thing, right? When you stop, basically your health declines rapidly, right? Have you seen Bill Clinton lately? Did you notice how quickly Harvey Weinstein declined?
Right.
During his trial?
Right.
When he couldn't get away?
Yeah.
I'm not saying, but I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know if I can agree with the drinking of the blood thing. However, fucking rich people are into weird shit though, right? I mean, they're into oxygen bars, IV bags, these kind of weird things. They put blood on their face now. It's called a vampire mask because that's supposed to be helpful. So it's not above them to be into this weird shit. No,
and that's funny you say that because when I went to go look at my hair to have, you know, surgery done for my hair.
Right.
They actually use my blood to re-put into my scalp for the purpose of helping to regrow my hair.
Right.
So apparently there's some freaking healing powers stuff, because I don't understand what word to use, in our own bodies.
Yeah, I agree with that, right? Because that's why people are doing these vampire masks. There's something within the blood that is good for your skin. And if we know anything about multimillionaires and rich people and governors, is they're very vain too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would believe 100% they would do anything to be able to live forever. And if they believe that this will let them live, think about that. So if we die, like if this is the end of the world, right? And your faith believes that you're coming back, right? So say if you're in whatever it might be, you're coming back.
Right.
And you're a billionaire, millionaire, you live a good life, you have all the powers in the world. If you die, you could wake up poor.
Yeah.
So they're going to do everything they can to extend this lifetime, because this lifetime for them is fucking great.
Right. Right up until the point they get caught and they end up like Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, but most of them don't get caught.
Well, it's true.
But right? Recently, I mean, if all this stuff is true, then most of them don't get caught. Epstein was one man compared to...
Well, Harvey Weinstein got caught. Bill Cosby got caught.
Yeah, but those are industry that related. But Epstein was the only, like, businessman, right? Of high wealth, where...
Weinstein was a businessman. His business just happened to be Hollywood.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, those people were all directly connected. Like, this guy is in the inner circle of the rich, rich that we don't see on TV, right? These are people that kids get in trouble and you never fucking hear about it. This is a very undercover, low level of money and wealth that it's very surprising to see somebody like this taken down. The other people are all connected and you see their names flashing everywhere.
Yeah.
None of us knew who whatever his name, and now I forgot his name. Harvey Weinstein. Nobody knew who the fuck he was before he got arrested and died. Because that's so fucking mega rich, he's outside of our circle of knowledge.
Correct. And you know what the scary part is? In all of this, he's the lowest of the totem pole.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because there's power in anonymity.
Your
sister's yelling at me right now.
I know, right? Well, she first of all realized autonomy. How hard it was.
Is it autonomy?
Autonomy, yeah.
There we go.
And also, you know, there's a reason why we don't care, because I'll never own a sex private island, so I'm never going to be murdered. That guy was definitely murdered, and we don't care because we'll never be him.
No, and we don't care because he's a fucking douchebag who did horrible, horrible things.
Right. So Americans are very, very choosy on the things they want to get behind. Because if we're going to be honest, the man was done wrong, right? He was given a judicial system and we have a process. The truth is, we don't really care. We're like, okay, one more rich, perverted white guy. See ya.
Right.
Makes us all hypocrites.
We got to be smart enough to realize what they're doing, because it's not, I mean, think about how many lives were affected because of it and for how long, you know?
Yeah, you think about, well, how long they actually knew about it, government officials, anybody, and said nothing.
Yep, exactly. Them too. They're on the same level.
Right. You know, all of them are claiming to protect and have our best interest, but they let a lot of rich people get away with shit. Like, if this FDA thing is true, right? If they're poisoning this and doing that, they allow rich people to get away with things at our expense all the time.
Right. Our FDA allows so much stuff in our food that even other countries are like, you guys are crazy.
Right.
Which is kind of weird.
Right. So what did you think about, because I asked you earlier about Trump saying like there's a malaria pill or something that could be helpful with the coronavirus. And so he said to the FDA, whatever process is normally required and that would delay the release of this drug, we're skipping all of that now.
Well, if that's what he said, I think that's fucking awesome.
Right.
Because he's like, we need to get this taken care of and get our people better and our economy back up and running. We need a return.
What do you think about this new financial check that they're going to send out, that by April 6th or 6th, I think, an American household of four would receive, they said, anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 per adult and then $500 per child.
I think that's great. And what I liked about that was it comes to the American people and not to the companies to disperse back to the people.
Right. What I did not like about it, which I thought I liked at first, is when they said that it excludes the super wealthy, which 100% they don't need any money. This is a blimp for them. However, the cutoff for combined married couples is $100,000 a year.
Combined?
Yeah.
Yo. See, now that I don't agree
That's not super rich. I'm still fucking middle class, motherfuckers. I need my money.
Yeah.
Based on that, like, we're looking, okay, well, let's look at our tax return, the last one we filed. I don't think we're going to get it. For this year, definitely not. I mean, what is the definition of middle class now? Because that's what he said. Middle class and below will receive it. I'm middle class, motherfucker.
You must be upper middle class.
No.
Yeah, I know we don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, $100,000 combined?
That's crazy.
That can't be right. I read it yesterday on Fox News. I'm hoping it's not right.
But Sabrina, you are more upper middle class.
Listen here. I want my money, Tabby. I want my money.
I know you want your money, but bitch, you are upper middle class. No. You ain't poor.
Do you know how, I've had to order an extra beach chair so I can lay out back due to the coronavirus. That's an expense I wouldn't have had this year.
Are you fucking, really? Sabrina, do you hear yourself?
I know. But listen, I listened to this podcast that said you live your best life the next 30 days. If you're going to have to make coffee and you typically have your coffee at Starbucks, which is an everyday occurrence for people, right? Well, then you order the best coffee for the next 30 days. Treat yourself. So then I was out there squished on some chair and I was like, fuck that. If I'm going to spend the next 30 days laying out back and taking my breaks out in my sunshine, I want a comfy fucking chair.
I don't feel for you.
Yeah. Well, I do. I want my money. I want my money, Trump. And look, my kids all of a sudden too. Wait, we get $500? No.
Yeah.
You're not going to see any. Now they're trying to negotiate with us. Can we get $250 of that? Can I take $100 of that?
Wow.
That's not the way it works. Mama and Dad get the money. If we even qualify for it now.
Yeah.
Don't you think that middle class should be higher than that? Let's say twice as much, $200,000.
Look, let's be really honest. Wait. So it depends, to be honest with you. It really depends on the children. So if there's two single people and you both are pulling in to combined $100,000, you're doing okay if it's just you two. But now if you've got children, that makes things a bit more tight. And you know what I mean?
Right.
So, I think it really needs to be based on the household.
Well, then that slows down the process where they're just going to give a fucking dollar amount and I'm going to get screwed.
Yep. Sorry, girl. You weren't on the right side of that one, but.
For real.
Hey, I didn't even come close, so.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think the limit for middle class should be? Living in Florida, think, too. Like, if you're going to buy a house down in Boca for 1,300 square feet.
No. That doesn't count because you've got to have money to live in Boca.
That's not true. I mean, we have people in our offices that are, you know, service and staff members that live down there because that's where they've lived their whole life. Now, they still buy a house for $400,000 that we can buy here for 200, right? So to say that they who make an hourly wage or a salary of $30,000, but then the husband has a good government job, say now they're over 100, they're still middle class. They just live in a part of the world that's more expensive.
Right. So then the real question is, do you want a flat number and you get your money sooner, or do you want everybody to be evaluated and then you can get your money on taxes next year?
Well, because the first option leaves me with no fucking money, I'm voting for option two.
Okay.
I want my money, people.
And the people who need it now and qualify for it, they want it now. They don't want to wait.
I know. And I'm sorry for my greed. But there has to be a different. When I read the number, I was amazed. $100,000 between a husband and wife.
And it's technically middle class.
That's insane. It's
technically, yeah.
I still feel as poor as I did when I was 20.
You should not feel as poor. You were not as poor when you were 20. You are so full of shit.
I know. It's just a mindset. Fine, I don't need that money. Sure, I don't need it. I definitely wanted it.
I know.
What the hell?
I wasn't getting it, so I didn't get my hopes up.
Well, what if, what about teenagers that just turned 18? Do they get to claim it? Because it's not based on tax returns. If we're not filing anything that says what our tax returns are, Or what if they just started working this year and they haven't filed their first tax return?
I think if they're living on their own, then yeah, it's per household.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so there's some 18.
So like Ethan would not qualify because he lives in.
Right. Yeah. Listen, that bitch is fully funded by Esper Gantz, who obviously is now not even middle class.
Nope. You're not middle class, sweetie.
So this should be a combined household of three so that his zero can balance out.
Yeah. We'll tell him to go get an apartment. And then you can make them qualify for it.
It's better if you understand what I'm saying. Like if you have an adult minor living with you, his zero income should be divided by my two incomes between my husband and I. So it gives us a better average, which then makes us middle class. He eats more than all of us.
This is true, but that's why you get to claim him on your taxes and you get more money.
That doesn't help me with this money, Tabby. I am focused on this money.
Works, Sabrina.
I'm focused on this money. I'm telling you, I've never been so disappointed in my life.
Yes, you have.
I was looking forward to my stimulus check.
You what?
I was looking forward to my stimulus check. I'm trying to help the economy here. I would have blown it all, Trump. I wouldn't have saved any of it. Trust me, I am the person you want to give it to. I'll be at Walmart in line for a new TV. I have no shame.
Obviously, you're so horrible.
I know. Listen, I would. I would stimulate the economy with this money. Just give it to me. I will prove you guys what a good American I am.
Of wasting money.
That's what they want us to do, though, with the money. They want us to be able, because look, they've already regulated who's getting paid, right? And they want companies to pay. But they want us to keep spending rather than hoard our money.
Well, yeah.
So that's what they want you to do. So give it to me.
Federal Reserve.
Right.
Which fucking means our money is based off of the value of our dollars based off of how much we're spending instead of being on a gold standard.
100%. So give me that money and I will spend it.
Oh, Sabrina.
And put it back into the economy. That's what we're supposed to be doing. I will be the best American possible.
Well, good for you. You're an American.
What would you do with the money? You get say if you got Corona money.
Yeah.
You got two adults, so you get $2,000.
Yeah, okay. What are you doing with it?
Yeah.
I'm either paying bills or stashing that motherfucker.
You're not helping out the economy.
Oh, no, I'm helping out the farm economy.
See that, but that's not helpful. So that's what they need to ask people. See? How do you plan on spending this money? Because they're giving it to us to keep the economy going.
Yeah, well, that's their damn fault for getting off the gold standard. Not my fucking problem. He handed me money. I'm keeping that shit.
That needs to be the question. Do you plan on spending this? Have you already filled up your Amazon cart with items you plan on buying? Yes or no?
You're not supposed to count your chickens before they hatch.
Yeah, too late. Too late. All right, I'm going to ask you a couple random questions out of this box.
Wait, what happened to your conspiracy theory?
Well, we only have 20 more minutes, and they're all pretty lame compared to yours. Well, I will say JFK was on there, except for...
Oh, no. We're totally going to listen to yours next time.
I'll just read them off right now. I'll go into
them. You have to, like, go into it and explain it.
Oh, okay. Well, let me just talk about JFK really quick because mine was opposite. Or it's not so much opposite, but, you know, so JFK was shot November 22nd, 1963 by Lee Harvey Oswald, where there is a conspiracy theory that Lee Harvey Oswald either could not fire that shot due to the location of where he was and where the president was shot and the trajectory of the bullet. The federal government did an investigation into it where they were claiming, or the government was against it and proved it wrong. But if the government is investigating their own,
that
doesn't make very much sense, right? You'd want an outside committee. But this article that I read believed that the CIA killed JFK due to his reaction to communists in the Bay of Pigs down in Cuba. Mm. And that's why, I asked you about it earlier, where they believe JFK was murdered because of what?
Because he tried to bypass the Federal Reserve.
Right.
And he was against communism. And if A was killed because of that, that would kind of make sense.
Right, right. The other one I'm going to read, that the next one, so I have two more. One is about the satanic panic of the 1980s and 1990s, which I will share for next one because there's a lot of information on there. Kind of reminds me of almost every type of conspiracy theory, because if people believe it enough, this panic spreads faster than actual fact will spread, right? So it's kind of interesting the way, just like with the clowns, when we watched Wrinkle the Clown documentary last night, there's one county that kept reporting in Carolina these clowns. And it started off with these kids who said that they saw clowns in the woods. However, within that county, nobody shared a single picture.
Huh.
So I immediately thought of the satanic panic, because it started with children saying, well, there's these cults and they're doing these rituals, and it created a pandemic of scared and fear through just a different genre of people, right? If you had black hair, you were all black, you were a devil worshiper. Right. And how this spread through our country based on conspiracy theories and opinions rather than fact.
Mm.
So we'll save that one for next week, because there's a ton of crazy shit involved. I have to
say one more thing, since you mentioned pandemic and, you know, the coronavirus. Have you noticed on Netflix there's a series called Pandemic, and it has to do, and it just came out in January, and it fucking talks about influenza. And coronavirus is a type of influenza, and it is a pandemic, and it happened like 3 weeks after this fucking show came out.
There's also supposed to be a movie called Contagion or Contagion that is very similar to this whole thing.
And was it released recently?
No, but you know, this isn't a new thing, right? I mean, we went through this all in 2009 with the swine flu, and then we went through it again before with the bird flu. Right. So this whole idea isn't new. Like, for me, it's almost like the little old lady in the nail salon had two theories. It is human made and human used to thin out the population. Say of China, right? China is a huge country involved in controlling their population, whether they were mandating how many children you could have or any of this. So what better way to thin out your population? And Chinese people live forever.
Well, yeah.
Right? So then you release this virus that kills old people. So that was her theory number one. Theory number two is that it started with bats, right? Same thing. Swine flu was from the pigs. Bird flu was from birds. That this is the Earth's way of cleansing the planet and thinning it out. We are getting too big. We are producing too much and having too many people on this earth that the earth, through fire, through hurricane, through earthquakes, tornadoes, and virus,
is going to clean itself.
Right. That's fucking trippy too, to think about that. That means we have zero control over it.
Right. And of course, our fear and panic isn't going to do anything to help it.
Right. So isn't that crazy to think of? Like, if you think of it just from the Earth conspiracy theory of it.
Right, because I kind of can, you know, see and understand that happening. I can also understand, I can definitely see our government fucking poisoning us and cleaning
us up. Right, yeah, the Chinese doing it, 100%. Yeah. Our own government, 100%. The Earth doing it, 100%. It's like,
man, everybody's out to get you.
Right, yeah. So then my last one is so stupid. You know who Avril Lavigne is? So do you know that there's a conspiracy theory on her that based in 2003 she died?
I saw that one and it was so stupid I had to just go right past it.
Not me, because it's so fucking stupid. The people believe that Avril Lavigne was replaced by a lookalike because of the recent divorce of her parents in 2013 and then the mental illness and pressure of fame, that she killed herself and the record company just replaced her with a lookalike named Melissa. and that the conspiracy theorists support this based on some of the lyrics in her lines of she was a skater boy or something. Yeah. I think it's in the Skater Boy song. Also the fact that Avril Lavigne used to wear, was a tomboy in pants and trousers and suspenders. But from 2003 forward, all of a sudden she's in dresses and skirts. And that's because Melissa was not as much of a tomboy as Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, no.
They also said that her voice and her pitch became higher, that Melissa sings at a higher octave than Avril.
Didn't know.
Where then the people that are against this conspiracy say, or pose the question of, why the fuck would they do this? Avril Lavigne, sure, she had a couple hits.
But she wasn't some
somebody famous to keep. She's not Beyonce.
Right. She's not Beyonce.
She's not Christina Aguilera, right? Yeah. I mean, and she hasn't produced anything in decades. So why would they create a fake or phony for her?
Wouldn't.
Right. But it's so
unless
weird.
Unless they murdered her and it was to cover it up.
Oh, yeah. See, like if we go back to maybe they were trying to drink her blood.
Maybe. You never know. They're probably trying to scare her with clowns.
Yeah. Well, if she suffered from mental illness and was very fearful and had high anxiety.
Maybe. Maybe it was good blood.
Yeah. And she's Canadian and everybody loves Canadians. So why not?
Canadians.
Oh, do not say that, Tabby.
They're too nice.
They are so nice.
Every time I met a Canadian, when we went to Mexico and at the resort, there was always a Canadian there. They were nice, but it was just like, eh.
Right.
Like, it's like white stale bread. Eh.
Right. That's true. All right.
All right. So you're apparently going to surprise me with some questions, even though you told me you would give me these fuckers in advance, and now you're not.
I know. This is fun. This is more fun.
All right, no.
I'm going to pull one out, look, on camera so you know I can't see it.
Okay.
Because they're facing the other way. It better not be lame. Dun, 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 dun. This is funny.
Okay.
When this game is over, what will you remember about me?
That you fucking pulled the cards out on me on air without me being able to know in advance to fucking answer the questions. That's what I'm going to remember about this damn game.
I'm going to remember
that fucking response.
That I'm going to pre-screen these cards because this one totally set me up for that answer.
It really did.
That's how you could tell this shit is random.
But I'm very proud of my answer because it was pretty fucking awesome.
It was very good and very true. All right. Finish the sentence. Just by looking at you, I think what?
So looking at you or looking at me?
Looking at you. What do you think people's perception is of you? Just by looking at you, I think. No, wait.
That doesn't make any sense.
You. So looking at.
Am I supposed?
I'd answer it. About you.
You're answering about me.
Right. Just by looking at you, I think.
Okay. Just looking at you, I think you're Sabrina.
Lame.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's what would you fucking get when you don't give me any preparation.
So I would say just by looking at you, I would think that you were super friendly because normally you're always smiling, right? And I think that the overall look you give out is inviting.
Aww.
So I feel like people are invited to come and speak to you.
That's weird.
And I also think that you give off a sense of, if you're just judging a book by its cover, that you're creative and artsy. And like, I could see you, if I was just looking at you and the way that you dress and that you carry yourself, is that you're a very artsy painter, crafts, writing, poems, journaling, all that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right. So if I was looking at you, I would think, one, that you are very fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
And that you are a person that likes to have control. Very organized. Right.
I could see that, right? Just the way I stand and present myself.
Exactly. Okay. And everything has to be precise. Like, you don't like chipped fingernails, and your hair can't be out of place. And when you're outside of the house, this is the Sabrina, and it's strict and it's rigid.
Right. Yeah. And I would think that people would think that I think we should say it about ourselves is that I'm not approachable.
Right.
That I look intimidating and closed off, that it's not until I smile
that people are like,
which I don't walk around. Yeah. Where they're like, oh, there might be a softer side to her. Right. But normally I'm not. I'm so focused and concentrating on the task at hand. And I also do appear a certain way right outside these doors. I like to be dressed. I like to have my ear. Everything is, like you said, to a T, that it makes me unapproachable.
Right. Where I'm very laid back. And people come up to me and start talking to me about shit. And the funny part is, half time I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Right. I think, too, is that people would think that I'm very serious, where really I'm not. I, half the time, if somebody talks to me seriously, if my guard is down, I'm going to come back with the stupidest shit you've ever heard, as people hear. Where I think they look at you and they think you're playful and smart, or playful, more playful. But if really you'd come back
more serious,
then they'd be like, I was just kidding.
That shit happens all the time.
See?
People say shit to me. I come back with a serious answer and they all start laughing. And I'm like, no, bitch, I'm fucking serious. And they're like, oh my God, you're so funny. Right. I'm like, fuck you. I'm serious.
Right. Yeah. See, I would think that that would be perceptions that people would have.
All right. What's this next one?
Wait, I don't know about that one.
What do you mean you don't know about that one?
Well, it says wild card. Ask a question you would be too afraid to ask. Something you wouldn't dare to ask.
Ask who?
Me.
Ask
you. And then me ask you. But I don't know if
there's not a question I'm scared to ask you. That's stupid.
Right. Yeah. There's nothing.
Yeah. That's lame.
Yeah.
Lame. Tear that card up.
Okay.
That one's a bitch.
What has been your earliest recollection of happiness? So your youngest memory of being happy.
My youngest memory of being happy. Well, the thought that initially pops into my mind is, like, really, really, really fucking happy was I was in eighth grade and it was my birthday, and me and a group of my friends came out of the school, and there was my mom and my mom's friend, and they had rented a limo. So we got picked up from school in a limo with all these balloons and all of this kind of stuff. And then we went to like Pizza Hut or whatever, and then had a big party, and like all the, my close friends got to come in and join in. And it was really kind of cool.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Yeah. And it's, I like that. That's a good memory. Thanks for sharing that. My earliest recollection, I don't think it's one single one, but just this moment of time in my life where I had to be under 5 years old because my mom still had custody of us. And it was just these little glimpses of being outside on my bicycle with my sisters. I remember one time we went up to this place that we called Diamond Mountain, which just had a bunch of crystals on it. We lived on a Navy base. And like seeing a snake on our way back and in the middle of the street, which we had thought was dead earlier in the day. And all of us just like throwing our feet up in the air, you know, how you ride your bike, and just going past it. And then we'd go to this farm that was on the outside of the military base and like climb in these blueberry bushes and this tree thing that created like this fort behind the barracks, where it's just the time where I know that there was a lot going on in our lives that wasn't good. I don't remember those times. I just remember these little glimpses of being kids that played outside and we were all having the best time.
Right.
Oh, I don't remember exact events of it. Just this childhood that wasn't as terrible as it would look on paper at that
time.
Isn't
it funny how as kids, we really do focus on the really good moments and not the bad ones.
I think it's a defense mechanism too, right? It's also, we don't know any better at that time.
Right. Yeah, because
right?
The bad doesn't seem as bad as you think it is because you don't have anything to compare it to.
Yeah, and it's not like now where you can compare household to household. You don't know any better, and you appreciate every moment you're given to play as a child right. And do anything happy, right? Anything that's out of the norm, that breakfast or, you know, your birthday cake, your mother might have fed you at breakfast instead of dinner. As a kid, that's like, holy shit, that was right. Awesome.
But now as an adult, yeah. It's kind of like, yeah. You know, I had this thought when I was probably around 10 or 12. And it was such a weird thought, but it always stuck with me. And I had said to myself, I said, I don't want to lose my youth or my childhood, like my child things as I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that stuck with me for quite a while. Like learning how to be happy even in the bad times.
Right.
You know what I mean? And still mm-hmm. just being in awe of the world.
Right.
Which is kind of a weird thought, right? For a kid.
It is. But it's smart to hold on to that because I think, and this was talked a little bit on, I think, Brilliant Idiots the other day or Flagrant 2, mm-hmm. That as adults, we end up losing that ability to just cherish the small moments and to lose that funness about us. Mm-hmm. And we get so serious that you're just working
sucks.
In life rather than living life. Yeah. And if you think about, so they had said the poorest people are probably the happiest people because they don't know what wealth is like.
Right.
All they know is the simplicity of their life. They know that it's a struggle, right? They know that they're working hard, but those families normally all stick together.
Right. There's no going off.
Right. And they stick together through generations of children taking care of their parents and
grandparents helping with the children. And it's just
yeah.
this big cycle and it's a big family and everybody
right.
comes together for this purpose of, you know, providing food and shelter and just a small life and then happiness. I'm watching this series on Amazon. It's called Victorian Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And these three people have decided to live on a farm in, it's in England, as people would have in Victorian times.
Mm-hmm.
Completely authentic between the cottage and how they're raising and the tools and the clothing and the cooking and the laundry and all of this sort of stuff. And it's kind
right.
of cool to see how they do things and how different, how hard everything was. And
right.
But she made a really good comment on there because it was Christmas and they were playing music. And she said, really, the invention of recorded music really stifled the music out of us.
Right.
Like we're no longer the musicians. We just sit here and listen instead of playing the music ourselves.
Right. Yeah, I could see that. Because you take it for
granted.
Advantage
yeah.
now, right? Yeah, or granted, yeah. Take advantage of it. Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, too. Because everything was harder, you appreciated more.
Right. And it didn't have to be fancy.
Right.
It was just... I mean, you were happy that it was there and done and clean and you had food on the table.
Right. Yeah. It makes me wonder, too. So I saw an article on the Today Show about a couple that just canceled their $100,000 plus wedding that they were about to have.
Mm-hmm.
And they canceled it and then went to the courthouse and got married and said, this is what's important to
right.
us.
Right. Like Sex and the City. The movie.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, that's a big statement of they didn't postpone it. They didn't. What they said was this moment is what's important to us. We don't need all the guests. We don't need the fanfare. She didn't wear a dress. She just wanted to get married.
There you go. Exactly.
It's all right back to the basics.
Exactly. And we all need to do that. I think we would be happier if we did that.
For sure. For sure. So, all right. I think that's the end of my torture.
All right.
By the way, our friends, my best friend, Jamie, just realized that Jen does not work at a golf course.
Why would she think she worked at a golf course?
Because she saw my in-laws at her work one day, which happens to have a golf course. And she was like, why are you still going to work? How are you essential personnel? You work at a golf course.
Jamie, no, you didn't.
Yeah, so I'm going to task Jamie with her next trip here that she's got to learn her friends better, for God's sakes. Good. She probably doesn't know what I do.
Wow, that's... Jamie, shame on you.
Yeah, so hey guys, during this time, get to know your friends a little better too, right? Yeah,
put that on your bucket list of things to do in your quarantine.
Yeah, for sure. Start texting people more. Nobody has an excuse now, right?
Right.
Maybe have phone calls with them, FaceTime with them so that you can actually see their pretty faces.
Exactly. I will be happy though when this thing is over so I can get my hair cut. Do you see how long these bangs are?
Yeah, listen, I have an appointment in 2 weeks. I'm wondering if it's still there.
Huh. What is still there?
Like, will I still be able to get my hair done in 2 weeks?
Oh, it's open. Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, good. Because I'm going.
Okay.
I got my nails done 3 days ago, just before. God forbid, what if they would have shut down the nail salon?
Oh, my God. What would you do? You'd have to paint your own nails. For real.
For real. I don't even know how to get this stuff off. This is toxic shit they got on my fingers.
Nail polish remover and you soak.
Yeah, with a cup of hot water or some bullshit like that.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for episode number 31.
Look, you got the episode right.
I wrote it down. I also wrote down a couple things that we're going to talk about next time. So, and... I don't know, if you have some extra time, Tabby, I say that we record a couple short ones too, okay, just to provide content. We got people out here bored.
Oh, yeah.
They can be doing their yard work, listening to us
say some stupid shit.
Talk their ears off.
I love it.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
All right, perfect.
All right, guys. So as always, if you have any rants, comments, questions, concerns, you can give us a shout out at notasafespacepodcast@gmail.com. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Hope you guys have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.